The world's languages are disappearing. By some estimates, more than half of the 6,700 languages spoken in the world today will be gone by the end of the century. Some scientists say these linguistic extinctions are just as damaging as the loss of an animal or plant species. NPR's Joe Palca has this report about one attempt to slow the extinction process.
Gwich'in is one of 20 native languages still being spoken in Alaska. The Gwich'in people are Indians living in northeastern Alaska. But the number of Gwich'in speakers has dwindled. It's still being used in villages like Birch Creek and Fort Yukon. But if you want to hear Gwich'in and you can't make it to Fort Yukon, you can call the Fairbanks office of Kathy Sikorsky.
Hello, this is Kathy Sikorsky. I'm not at my desk right now, but if you leave your name and number, I'll surely return a call to you. Masi.
Sikorsky is one of about 400 people in Alaska who still speak Gwich'in.
I think the best reason for preserving the language is because it gives the people a sense of identity.
Sikorsky is a language specialist with the Alaska Native Language Center, a part of the University of Alaska in Fairbanks. The goal of the center is to promote the use of these languages and to preserve as much material about them as possible. Center Director Larry Kaplan says at the moment all of the 20 known Alaskan languages are still being spoken, but Kaplan says some may not survive another generation.
We have one language in Alaska, the Eyak language from Cordova, Alaska, which has one speaker remaining. So that is our most endangered language.
Kaplan says languages are not only ways of communicating. They also provide a window into the cultures of the people who speak them. For example, Kaplan says, the Inupiaq-speaking people in Alaska have several different words for what we call first cousins in English because they see the relationships differently.
There's your father's brother's children, your mother's sister's children. Those are two different kinds of cousin. And we call them all first cousins, and Inupiaqs look at them in a very special way, and that knowledge is incorporated into the language and could be lost if people begin speaking English and just looking at them as all cousins.
Kaplan says the Alaska Native Language Center is committed to making it possible to study native languages and culture. The center has a collection of 10,000 items written in or about Alaska's native languages.
The entire earth has an amazing array of cultures and languages, and some of us feel it would be a tremendous loss if these were to disappear, especially to disappear undocumented.
Indeed, University of Alaska linguist Michael Kraus says maintaining languages is crucial.
Like the ecosystem or biosphere on which our physical survival depends, there is also out there this system of intellectual and cultural diversity of mankind on which our survival as humanity depends.
Kraus says a world with just a handful of languages would be just as impoverished as one where there were only a few dozen plants or animals. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.